U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders said to his supporters via video as he announced he is suspending his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. The senator dropping out of the race clears the way for former Vice President Joe Biden to accept the nomination and take on President Donald Trump in the November presidential election. Sanders used strong polling and solid fundraising, collected almost entirely from small donations made online, to quiet early doubters of his campaign. The head of the World Health Organization is defending his agency's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. This comes in response to President Trump's criticism and suggestion that Washington could review funding. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news briefing Wednesday COVID-19 should not be used for political points. Earlier in the day, the WHO denied the body as China-centric and said this is not the time to cut funding. President Trump said Tuesday he would put contributions on hold for the WHO, blaming the United Nations humanitarian entity of missing the onslaught of the COVID-19 pandemic and favoring China. A British official said Prime Minister Boris Johnson is in condition on Wednesday after spending a second at London Hospital for coronavirus treatment. Britain, which has been under lockdown orders for 2 weeks, has about 56,000 confirmed cases. Wall Street's main indexes opened higher on Wednesday for the third straight session on hopes that the coronavirus outbreak is nearing its peak. This is VOA News. Wuhan is back open. Officials in the Chinese city where COVID-19 first emerged lifted a 76-day travel ban Wednesday, allowing passengers, trains, and road traffic to leave the city. Chinese state media reports Wuhan police began easing traffic restrictions about 2 weeks ago. Police expect outbound traffic could now reach 1.8 million. Passengers will be required to have their temperature taken as they board trains and show a green health code on their phones, indicating they have been determined healthy enough to travel. Part of the health code approval is based on their neighborhood having been declared coronavirus free. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe declared a month-long state of emergency for Tokyo and six other territories to ramp up defenses against the spread of the new coronavirus as the number of cases rise. Reuters reports Spain's overnight death toll from the coronavirus edged higher on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the main business lobby warned the economy could slump up to 9% this year if lockdown restrictions May. The health ministry said 757 people died over the past 24 hours, up from 743 the previous day. Egypt will extend a nationwide nighttime curfew by 15 days until April 23rd. Prime Minister Mustafa Mobali said Wednesday the move is to counter the coronavirus spread. Airports will also stay closed. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed declared a state of emergency on Wednesday to help curb coronavirus. The Prime Minister made the announcement on Twitter. Reuters reports Somalia has also registered its first death from COVID-19. That is according to the country's health minister. Central Paris, France, was even more deserted than before on Wednesday morning after local authorities banned all outdoor sports activities during the day. The exercise ban goes from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and was enforced after Parisians took to the streets in numbers over the weekend to enjoy the sunny weather. Paris's mayor and with the support of police insisted Tuesday that Parisians limit their movement to vital outings amid stringent lockdown measures due to the coronavirus. From Wednesday, Parisians are only allowed to exercise outdoors when street crowds are at their lowest. The Afghan government has released 100 Taliban prisoners as of late Wednesday. It's the first step in a peace process with the insurgent group. You can read more about this story and others on voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here.